David, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning, Chris. Appreciate you having me on, and it's always good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, a couple of days or something like that.
24 hours.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Taking on the Fredericksburg Nationals tonight, first weekend series tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at Five County Stadium. What can fans expect this first weekend at the ballpark?
Yeah. First of all, heard some weather earlier, so that's a good sign. It looks like it's going to be warm, but
yes.
It looks like it's going to be good weather for outdoor events, especially baseball. But Friday, again, opening night, 6:30, first pitch. We've got CBS 17 fireworks, Friday night fireworks after the game. Lots of exciting in-game fun and festivities as well. We'll have that kind of followed up by another 6:30 game on Saturday. Your coworker just down the hall there, Madison from 96.1 BBB, is going to throw out the first pitch on Saturday. What's exciting? This is Saturday, but it's going to be throughout the year. Some of our folks here, Aaron Bayless and some of the others that have been here for a long time, they dug around in our warehouse and found a bunch of memorabilia from the past 35 years. So on Saturday, the first 300 people through the gate are going to get a voucher, and they're going to have a chance to go grab one of the original opening day game programs from 1991, from the first game here at Five County Stadium. And so throughout the season, we'll have other things. They uncovered boxes of game programs with Michael Jordan on the cover, when he was here playing for Birmingham. Jerseys, caps, things like that that we want the fans to have, be able to take home part of the 35 years of history. But that's Saturday, and then Sunday we follow that up with a 1 o'clock game, $7 tickets, and then we invite all fans, kids and adults alike, to come out on the field after the game and just play catch. Just have a fun time playing catch on the field after the game. So, lots packed into only 3 days, Chris, but a lot of good stuff. And by what we've seen, there's been some good responses, and we've got some fans that look like they're ready to come out.
Yeah, outside of the things this weekend, there are some typical promotions that happen pretty much on a weekly basis, whether it's the Friday fireworks or what have you. What are some of the other things that are going to happen all summer long at Five County Stadium?
Yeah, we're going to do something this year. Thursdays are going to be tacos and tall boys. So you're going to have a special with the beverage, adult beverage of your choice, along with some discounted tacos on our Thursday night. You mentioned Friday fireworks. Saturdays throughout the season are going to be, again, our kind of celebration, giveaway Saturday. And so we've got lots of giveaways. They're scattered throughout. So we'll have fireworks on some select Saturdays. But we've got some great giveaways. Sammy and Aaron Bayless here on our team, did a great job of pulling some promotions together for this season. One that really stands out, there's going to be a water tower, the kind of famous, iconic Mudcats water tower, a water tower bobblehead that's going to be given away. There's jersey giveaways. There's a variety of things. And all of those will take place on our on our Saturdays, and then Sundays, as I mentioned, is again kind of our family Sunday, $7 tickets for everybody, and then a chance to come on the field after the game.
Yeah, how important is it, as this is the 35th and final season at Five County Stadium, to honor the history and the legacy of the Mudcats organization and all the great players that have come through Zebulon?
No, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's something that we've talked about here as a staff probably for at least the last year, probably since we finished, since our playoff run ended last year in September. And we've talked about that, while there's a new era starting in 2026 with the move to Wilson, we owe it to honor the legacy and the history, as you put it, you know, of so many fans, so many of our workers, our game day workers, so many of just people that have been a part of this organization in one way or the other, you know, for 35 years. And so it's extremely important that we embrace and honor the legacy and, you know, the equity that has been built up over these years. And so we want to make sure that we do that, not just from, you know, just from our standpoint, and certainly we want to, but from a fan's perspective, as, you know, as we look at this, 35th year here with Mudcats Baseball.
As I let you go, David, where can our listeners go to find tickets and information on the schedule and what's coming up at the ballpark?
It's very easy. CarolinaMudcats.com. You can go there. There's ticket information. There's way to purchase tickets online, and there's a full list of all our promotions, so you can kind of pick through, you know, what dates work for you. But appreciate you, Chris. I know I will see you a little bit later this afternoon. But again, we appreciate you guys having us and being such good partners.
Likewise, look forward to it. I'll see you in a couple hours. Appreciate it, David.
You got it. Take care.
You
thanks,
too,
Chris.
Yes, sir.